Hold on to summer with WBEZ at the Evanston Folk Festival this weekend. We're hosting tent talks with folk artists Bonnie Kolak, Sam Beam, Roseanne Cash, and more. Info at wbez.org/events.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Former Illinois Governor George Ryan has died. Ryan's death was confirmed today by the current governor's office and the former top state House Republican. George Ryan served as the state's chief executive from 1999 through 2003. He's known for clearing Illinois' death row and putting a moratorium on the death penalty. That moratorium was never lifted. He also served more than 5 years in prison as a result of the so-called license for bribes corruption scheme. A cause of death has not been announced. Former Illinois Governor George Ryan was 91. The nonprofit organization that oversees WBEZ is bracing for a possible financial hit from President Trump's latest executive order. My colleague Dave McKinney reports Trump's order on Thursday seeks to abolish federal funding for public media across the country, and that could mean a hit to Chicago Public Media, operator of WBEZ, of more than $1.9 million a year. Here's Chicago Public Media CEO Melissa Bell.
It'll have significant impacts on Chicago Public Media and the many, many other stations, television stations, radio stations, digital presences across the country.
Bell defended Chicago Public Media's independent reporting. Federal funding provides approximately 6% of the organization's revenue. In the Midwest, we know April showers bring May flowers, but did you know April thunderstorms could also bring a phenomenon known as thunderstorm asthma? My colleague Araceli Gomez-Aldana reports pollen from trees and grass can get caught in our nose and eyes, and that causes allergy symptoms. But when there's rain and lightning, the pollen breaks down into tiny fragments. This causes the pollen to get caught deeper in the lungs and lower airways, and that triggers an allergic reaction that presents as asthma. Dr. Rushna Shah leads the Loyola Medicine Allergy Count and says people with a history of asthma are at higher risk.
Being aware of when your symptoms of allergies occur, look at the actual data that's available, which are the pollen counts and the weather reports.
Shaw recommends keeping your inhaler, a mask, and allergy medication close by. A new exhibit at Chicago's Wrightwood 659 called The First Homosexuals is now on view. My colleague Courtney Kippers reports the art exhibit's storyline begins in 1869 when the term homosexual was first coined. Before then, curator Jonathan D. Katz said gay and straight were not seen as two polarized identities.
So what we really wanted to do with this exhibition is to explode the idea of a binary gay-straight by looking at the very moment it first came into being.
The exhibit features more than 300 paintings, drawings, and photographs from around the world, and the show is on view at the privately owned Lincoln Park Museum until July 26th. And Jepson's Malort has something new for Chicagoans, a hard candy with the same flavor as the bitter beverage consumed at bars across the city. My colleague Claire Lane has more.
Before sampling the treat, Gold Coast resident Joel Friedman says he's never imbibed the beverage because he was warned of its intense and, quote, horrible flavor. But
since it's in candy form, I'm willing to take a chance.
Inspired by a viral social media post, the team at Malort created the hard candy for fans of the Wormwood liquor to use as a prank. Friedman says although he won't be becoming a Malort drinker anytime soon, he's shocked at the flavor.
I didn't spit it out. I'm tempted to bite it as I do all hard candy. That could be the tell. Here goes. Very good.
Those looking to sample the concoction will have to wait. A spokesperson for Malort says the product is back ordered for weeks. Claire Lane, WBEZ News.
Weather, cloudy skies, a slight chance of showers today and a high in the mid-50s. Tonight, cloudy with a chance of rain, a low in the mid-40s. And for the weekend, highs in the 50s with a chance of rain Saturday and Sunday. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Happy Friday. Thanks for listening.